Another piece of evidence is that the size of fish that are being caught has been declining. As people constantly go after the biggest fish in the sea, fish have become smaller. This is because fishing puts evolutionary pressure on fish species to reproduce at a younger age, and thus at a smaller size. This is an example of contemporary evolution that has already been witnessed in many species, including the Arctic cod, which is the example shown in this graph. The problem is that smaller fish lay fewer eggs, so by evolutionarily altering fish populations to reproduce when younger, we're actually undermining the ability of that species to recover its population size, even if fishing were stopped. The photographs on the right are extremely exemplary in showing the results of an annual fishing contest somewhere in Florida, with the winning fish on display from the 1930s in the top image, the 70s in the middle, and today on the bottom. Isn't it incredible how the size of the big ones has so dramatically declined in less than a century? This is another example of the shifting baseline that we talked about earlier this semester, where what we grow up thinking of as normal today is actually very different from what used to be normal for generations before us. The shifting baseline makes it difficult for people to see environmental change without learning the history.